We turn now from the mom in chief to our regular moms panel. Every week, we check in with a diverse group of parents for their common sense and savvy advice. Today, our moms are going to pick up on an issue that we touched on with the First Lady, those comments made last week by Democratic pundit strategist Hillary Rosen. This is what Rosen had to say about Republican candidate Mitt Romney relying on his wife, Ann, to tell him what women voters care about.
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life.
Now, Rosen later apologized for her choice of words, and she has been thoroughly chastised for them, even by folks on her side of the aisle. But others have defended her point that with her profile as a wealthy stay-at-home mom, Ann Romney really cannot or does not identify with the economic realities of most American mothers. So was Rosen out of line or did she have a point? We thought we'd ask our panel of moms to weigh in. I'm joined now by Leslie Morgan Steiner. She's one of our regular contributors to our parenting conversation. She's the editor, actually, of a book of essays called Mommy Wars. She's an author and a freelance writer and a mom of three. Also with us, Michelle Bernard. She's president and CEO of the Bernard Center for Women, Politics, and Public Policy. That's an independent libertarian think tank. She's also the mom of two. And also with us, Monica Oliveira. She is a stay-at-home mom of two who works in North Carolina. She's a freelance writer and she contributes to mommyverse.com. That's a website for Latina moms and NBC Latina. Welcome to you all. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Leslie, I'll start with you because you started this with this book, Mommy Wars. What are the mommy wars? And was this a kind of another chapter in the mommy wars?
Yes, this is definitely another chapter. And from my view, a pretty refreshing chapter, actually, even though I've been frothing at the mouth myself since I heard Hillary Rosen's comments, because I think what struck a nerve with me and perhaps with a lot of moms is that no matter what my choices are, I really hate to hear moms publicly disparaged. Even though I don't actually disagree with Hillary Rosen, it's technically true that Ann Romney is probably not the best advisor on economic issues facing working moms. But it's also true that as a mother, Ann Romney has worked every day of her life. And what I see going on, what I learned from writing Mommy Wars, is that though there's surface tension between working moms and stay-at-home moms, most women don't really care how other moms raise their kids as long as there's no abuse occurring. But what we all really care deeply about is, are we good moms? And if we are, why doesn't anybody in this country ever tell us that our choices are good ones and that we're doing a great job?
Well, why refreshing, though? Tell me. You said you thought this was refreshing. Why
I do
refreshing?
Find it refreshing because when I wrote Mommy Wars, it was a taboo subject. And working and stay-at-home moms didn't really speak out about the good and bad things about their choices. And men, in particular, were absolutely clueless about how important this issue was in women's lives. And in the 6 years since Mommy Wars came out, I have found that people talk about it all the time. And yes, we're really emotional about it. Sometimes we overreact. Sometimes we say stupid things. But what's good is that it's become an important part of public dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I think that's especially true this year because clearly women are turning out to be a really important voting bloc in this presidential election.
All right, Michelle, what about your take on this? Do you think it was a valid point? What do you think about the whole what Hillary Rosen said, the response to it? What's your take on it?
You know, when I heard the initial soundbite without the sentence that came immediately after that, I was a little taken aback, only in the sense that, and I want to preface this by saying I know Hillary Rosen, I know her very well, so I know what she was thinking. But I was also thinking, when you only hear that initial soundbite, there is going to be some pushback because every stay-at-home mom is going to say, but what I do is work. Now, that being said, when you go and you listen to the next sentence, and Hillary talks about her perspective that Ann Romney really does not know and the needs and concerns of women who work outside of the home, that's a perfectly valid point. And I have to say, as an African-American woman, I did sort of laugh at the whole thing because in our community, we've always had to work. I mean, the bottom line is there are very few African-American women that have the privileged wealth that you see in the Romney household and that can make a choice to stay at home and work at home or stay, you know, or be out in the workforce. We, by and large, have to work. So I was actually thinking to myself, boy, I wonder what black women are thinking who are watching this, because all of us say, wouldn't it be nice if we actually had the ability to, you know, to say, shall we work at home? Do we have the ability to stay at home and watch our kids? Or should we go ahead and take a look at our careers and work outside of the home?
Monica, what do you think? You are choosing to stay at home at the moment, and you also homeschool them, but you're also running a business business outside of your home. You're a freelance writer. And I do think it's worth mentioning. Do you mind if I mention that you're before you decided to stay at home, what your career was?
Sure. That I actually was a zookeeper before I quit.
Coolest job ever. Coolest job ever. So I think it's worth mentioning that, you know, coolest job ever. So what do you make of all this?
You know, I know that Rosen really made a foot and mouth comment, and I think that most of us know that that is not what she meant, but she did choose her words very poorly, and she has apologized for that. I think as a stay-at-home mom, I know that moms, whether you stay at home or do not stay at home, you work hard all the time. I mean, you're constantly trying to put your kids first and decide what's going to be best for them. So in terms of the specific comment of her never having worked a day in her life, I think that was obviously very wrong and inappropriate.
But what about the argument about whether she is actually well-positioned to be an advisor, which is what Mitt Romney is saying she is, to him about issues of particular concern to women? I mean, do you think that she represents your concerns? Do you think that she would accurately represent your concerns to candidate Mitt Romney?
Well, I would hope that anyone who was president would select a diverse group of people to help him or her understand who the needs of everyone in the country. Because as moms, our experiences are so incredibly diverse. I know that my experience is very diverse from Ann Romney's. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I heard a little comment here earlier about having the luxury of being able to stay home. Not all stay-at-home moms have husbands who are raking in $250 million or whatever a year. But, you know, for me, when I decided to stay home, I decided to do that because I knew I only had a few years to really spend a lot of time with my kids before they started school, because at the time I wasn't planning on homeschooling. And I know it was really a fine line and a balancing act for us to decide, can we afford to do this? And in fact, the reason we left Texas and moved away from family to North Carolina was the fact that if we had stayed there, I was going to have to go back to work. So, you know, sometimes it's a real challenge. But sometimes moms don't have that option, or sometimes they do. You know, that's the thing, is back in the 50s and 60s, moms were kind of expected to stay at home. And then the 80s and 90s came, and boom, you're expected to go to work. And now, here we are, 2012, and we just have this wonderful opportunity to decide, you know, can I do it? Can I make it work? Can I stay home? Can I go to work? Can I work from home? Can I start a whole new business from home while I'm taking care of the kids?
So, Mike, I'm talking with Monica Oliveira, Michelle Bernard, and Leslie Morgan Steiner about those comments have made headlines and caused kind of a political firestorm sparked by Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen, who was talking about whether Ann Romney is really the best person to talk for the talk about the issues of particular concern to American women. Michelle?
I wanted to say, you know, just to go back for a second, in the 50s and 60s, white women were expected to stay home and raise their children. Black women did not have that luxury. And that was part of the point. And I don't want to say luxury because I know it's not a luxury. I'm a mother of two. I was a stay-at-home mother for 1 year. It was not because I could necessarily afford to do so. It was very difficult to do so. And I only stayed home for a year because I had to go back to work. So I want to make it clear that it's not always a luxury. And these are very, very difficult choices that most American families have to make and have to figure out a way to be able to scrape by and meet the needs of their children.
Michelle, what do you think would have happened, though, if Hillary Clinton or Sarah Palin had said that they looked to their husbands for advice about male voters? I mean, I think, isn't really the issue Mitt Romney rather than Ann Romney? I mean, I'm just sort of wondering how that would go. Would you say, gee, this whole auto bailout thing, I don't know, let me ask my husband?
Well, I mean,
he's a boy.
I know my immediate reaction would be, what happened to your brain? I mean, you obviously can figure this out on your own. And we would have thought that these were women who were sort of denying their level of intelligence in order to sort of, you know, lift up their husbands. This really is about Mitt Romney. It's not about Ann Romney. If he's going to be president of the United States, he will be governing the entire nation, not just 50% of it.
That's a point that Ruth Marcus made in a column for The Washington Post. She said, note to candidate, women aren't a foreign country. You don't need an interpreter to talk about. Can I just make one more point, just a little sort of point of privilege? I covered Barbara Bush when she was, you know, firstly the wife of George H.W. Bush, who I don't believe was in the paid labor force, you know, ever. And she had a very keen understanding of what was going on with the electorate. So I just sort of want to throw that out as a, kind of an alternate model. What makes the difference? I really don't know. I don't know. So Michelle Bernard, president and CEO of the Bernard Center for Women, Politics, and Public Policy. That's an independent libertarian think tank. She's a mom of two. She was here with me in Washington, D.C., along with Leslie Morgan Steiner, one of our regular contributors, author of the book Mommy Wars and a mom of three. And with us from North Carolina, Monica Oliveira. She's a stay-at-home mom of two, contributing writer to MommyVerse.com. That's a website for Latina moms, and NBC Latino. She was with us from Durham, North Carolina. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.